So we'll sit for 10 minutes and then we'll finish with a meditation on loving kindness. So we have all heard that His Holiness Dalai Lama promotes the cultivation of human values in a secular environment. So, and there are many other beings, people, which also try to promote these human values, like love, which is the thought wishing other people to be happy. So try to see whether you can induce that state of mind where you wish your partner, your children, your parents, your friends, your colleagues, the people in your city to be happy. And if there are people that you don't know, or even people that hurt you, that have hurt you in the past, that hurt you now, or just mischievous people out there in the world that you have heard of, try to see whether you can induce a state of mind that you wish all of those to be happy. And of course, including yourself, you start by wishing yourself to be happy, and then you expand. Try to experience what is it, what does it mean to love, to care, to wish other to be happy. How does it feel experientially? Can you induce that emotion? And how does it feel? Then try to see whether you can induce compassion. Compassion for yourself when you have problems. Compassion for yourself when you do wrong. Compassion for your partner, children, parents, when they have pain of body and mind and when they do wrong. To people in your city, to people you're indifferent towards, and to people that hurt you. See whether you can induce the mind of compassion. And how does it feel? and see whether you can induce the mind of forgiveness to forgive you for your past mistake, to forgive your partner, your children, your parents, your friends for any harm they have done to you, any hurt they have given to you, and any beings that might have hurt you. Try to see whether you can induce the mind of forgiveness genuinely from the heart. Try to see whether you can induce the mind of patience, to be patient in the face of pain, patience in the face of mental affliction, patience in daily life when people don't drive properly, or people shout or being angry in the street. Can you be patient in the depth of your heart, not to get irritated, not to get angry? Can you induce a mind of joyous perseverance? A mind that takes joy in doing good, in trying to be impeccable in our daily life, that takes joy in cultivating good thoughts, good words, and good actions. So the Dalai Lama was at a conference and they were speaking about those qualities with scientists and teachers and so forth. So a lady, which is a director of a school, tried to implement these values in her classroom, in her school, and the teacher would report how it went. And she was saying about the benefit of promoting this value in the classroom. You saw there was more harmony, more joy, less upset, you know, in the class, and they studied better, you know, due to that. And the Dalai Lama said, yeah, that's true, but that's not the main point. See, the teacher were emphasis the benefit that loving kindness bring to other people. Right? And he said, but that's not the main point. The main point is that if you have loving kindness, it benefits you. Right? It's not what you do out of loving kindness that's the most important. It's the joy and peace and well-being that it brings to the one that has loving kindness. So, if your mind is imbued with patience, loving kindness, compassion, forgiveness, you see, you can walk to New York and you're happy. Whatever you see, you have this inner well-being. You don't get irritated, you don't get upset, you don't get annoyed. Everything is food for your well-being, for your soft heart to grow. Right? And it's so cozy, it's so, so gentle, and you have this inner well-being. You know? So the first beneficiary of loving kindness is oneself, the one which meditates, the one which cultivates these qualities. And a person that lives with loving kindness and dies with loving kindness is sure to go to a pure land. You see, that loving kindness just takes care of everything. So even though you might have been a bad person earlier, but if you have loving kindness, that purifies everything and takes care of everything. So to make one's heart practice, you see, the thought of loving kindness, being gentle, patient, to forgive, you know, these basic human qualities, to make that one's main meditation, one's main practice, it's really important, you know. For example, there's a saying in the scripture, if you have to choose a teacher, the best is to have a teacher that is knowledgeable, that has good morality, and that has good heart. If you find such a teacher, that's the best. Mm. Right? But if you have to give up one of the three, the best is to give up knowledge. You know? You keep a teacher which has good ethic and good heart, okay? And if you have to choose only, you know, one with one quality, so the one, the indispensable one, is to find a teacher which has a good heart, right? So I think that's also true in everyday life. If you happen to have friends, you see, the quality that's most important in friends is to have a good heart. So if you're surrounded with people which have a good heart, you're always happy. You know? Because the good heart, you see, people with good heart will naturally be kind and helpful and, you know. So to find that quality in other people is so precious. And also to try to cultivate that quality in oneself so that one is a good friend for others. Right? And that warm heart, you see, will fill you with joy, even if you have nothing. If you have a warm heart, you're happy, right? And we see plenty of people in New York which are so wealthy and buy this and buy that, and they're miserable, right? What's missing is this warm heart, this kind heart, right? They're competitive, they're jealous of each other, they're proud, you know. It's so sad to see that people are so clever, so intelligent, so wealthy, Like His Holiness Dalai Lama was saying, you know, he goes to visit, or he's invited in the homes of sometimes very wealthy people which have huge palaces, right? And then he said, then he's going to the bathroom, you know, he goes to the toilet, and then he opens the cabinet, you know, and see all these sleeping pills, all these, you know, all these drugs to keep the mind healthy, antidepressant, all these things. So they're so wealthy, right? And they're miserable. They cannot even find sleep, right? So sad. So I think to make one's main practice, like it says in the Lama Chöpa, you know, to make the heart of the path, the training in having a good heart, is really most important. There's no more you see, even if you realize emptiness, it's okay, but bodhicitta is nicer, you know? It's more joyous, there's more fun to have a warm heart than to realize emptiness. I think that's what a bodhisattva realizes, right? So the warm heart is really a very happy state of mind to be in. And you feel so fulfilled, you know, so rich. You see, if you have a warm heart, you feel so rich, you know, and you feel invincible, nothing can happen to you. You see, the warm heart takes care of everything. You can face all obstacles in life with a warm heart. It doesn't shake your mind up. Even if you have cancer, even if you die, if you have a warm heart, somehow that warm heart takes care, you know. You don't get shaken up in your mind. If you have refuge and a kind heart. Very important. So we finish by chanting Om Mani Padme Hum a few times. And you try to experience the vibration of loving kindness in one's heart.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So whatever positive energy we've created today, by reflecting on reality, trying to find out how we really exist, how the world really exists. So, as Nagarjuna said, even doubting whether the I really exists the way it appears, has an incredible impact that one day we'll realize how things really exist simply by asking the question. It's like creating an earthquake in our psyche. That will be the cause for our samsara to crumble one day. And then to remind ourselves of loving kindness and try to induce that gentleness in our heart, again as incredible benefit. So today we were able to induce or think about reflecting these two states of mind, so our human life has been worthwhile today. So this positive energy we dedicate to our family member at home, to our parents if we still have them, to our brother, sister, to our children, to our partner, to our friends, to our community, and to all living beings. We generally wish that each and everyone discover the pure nature of their own mind. And may we all always find favorable condition so that our bodhicitta, our warm heart, and our insight into reality never degenerate but increase forevermore. Thank you. Good night. Mm-hmm.